We started doing this a couple of months ago on Mondays at this time, featuring Michigan-made products. There are so many great ones that people love to connect with, and I can't believe we're 2 months in and still haven't gotten to a beer company yet. So we decided to remedy that this morning. And joining us right now from Atwater Brewery in Detroit, Patrick Blair. Patrick, good morning.
Morning, Paul. Thanks for having me.
So tell us a little bit about the Atwater story, because it's a pretty cool one.
Absolutely. So Atwater was born in Detroit in the summer of 97, so 22 years now we've been in business, and the current owner, Mark Reith, was able to buy the brewery outright in 2005, and so it's been under his sole ownership up to that point.
Mm-hmm. What's the vision for the company? What's kind of give us a little bit of the vibe at Atwater?
You know, Atwater, we make some of the best beer in the state, and that really shows numbers-wise. We've been a top 10 brewery for as long as I can remember in the state of Michigan in terms of volume of sales, but it turns into more of a local aspect of wanting to really promote Michigan and what makes this state great. And we do some of the best beer in the entire country. Founders and Bells have a really good grasp on the beer world, but we're approaching that threshold in terms of really breaking through and making sure that we have some of the best liquid out there. So
and not just here in Michigan, as you said, it's being exported well beyond the state borders, isn't it?
Right. So I personally work in Michigan doing mid-Michigan marketing and sales, but the Midwest itself, Ohio, Indiana, Illinois, we're really starting to see good traction for our beer. So it is growing out regionally.
Dirty Blonde is the one that comes to mind, is probably the most popular, one of the most popular. Right.
Right. Our number one bestseller. Close second is the Vanilla Java Porter. Yep. Which is great for this time of year. Frankly, I love them both this time of year. So,
you have to be nimble, though, in the beer business because people's tastes change, don't they?
Absolutely, and that's kind of why, can't see it here, but I have a good lineup of our different products, whether it's porters, stouts, ales, you know, light to dark beer. We're really trying to have everything come full circle for what people want and what they enjoy.
You know, it makes sense. Detroit is a beer town, and I don't mean just a town that likes to drink beer, but if you look back at Stroh's, for example, and there have been some great breweries even before craft beer became a thing.
Absolutely, and we kind of adopted that old-style bohemian Stroh's beer from back in the 1800s even, when they were really doing craft beer. And the name Atwater itself actually comes from Prohibition days when we used to smuggle across the border into Canada, bootlegging, if you will, across a frozen Detroit River. So they'd actually say, let's meet at the water.
Yeah.
And that's where the name kind of was established.
Oh, my gosh. That's fascinating. I thought it was a family name somewhere. What a great story. Why don't you just kind of walk us through what you brought here and just kind of describe each of these products?
So I've brought just an array of different beers. Dirty Blonde, obviously, and then a variant of our porter, which is the Hazelnut Vanilla Java Porter. And that has four different styles. The Hazelnut Coconut in the summertime. Bavarian Cream, which is almost like a custard-filled donut. And then along different lines of different styles here, I have the Better Life Choices, which is an IPA, our Christmas ale, obviously, for this time of year, and then a brown ale called First Brown. One of the other unique ones that I have here is actually called our Triple Double Lifestyle Ale, and we introduced this very recently and have a partnership with the Detroit Pistons to use their logos and to promote the beer, you know, internally and in the have schedules with all the bars and restaurants that pick it up.
That's
as well.
Very cool. So Atwater is very connected to Detroit, isn't it?
Right, absolutely. I mean, it's our backyard, and we really hit that market hard, and it does really well for us in terms of numbers. It's our strongest, area of the state that we sell our product.
The artwork on your labeling is very distinctive because it all has sort of a similar look and feel to it. I mean, and these are local artists, are they?
One local artist, actually, a gentleman named Tony Roku. If you want to look it up, last name's R-O-K-O. But he started doing the artwork for us a couple years ago, and he's continued to transcend what we know as our brand and, you know, making what it is today. It's really kind of taken a grasp on the market, and I think it's very unique, and no other company, whether it's beer or not, has this kind of promotional, you know, marketing material that's on their actual product. So it really does well for us, especially out of state. That's kind of what grips people to not even knowing about what the beer is. They see it and they're instantly drawn to it.
Well, I think that's one of the neat things, especially about craft beer, is that, you know, the labeling, the names, I mean, That's what's fun about it. It's almost
absolutely.
Like it's almost like having your own rock band where you get to pick cover art or flyer art or come up with band names and song names. There's a lot of creativity that goes into beer, not just the product, but the packaging of the product too.
Right, exactly. I worked at a restaurant trade show in Chicago, and I had thousands of people walking through and automatically, again, drawn to just the artwork and then them saying, oh, this is beer? That's fantastic.
You brought one of the tap handles in today, and right. I want you to tell us a little bit about that.
So this is a cool story. I'm looking at the tap handle now, and at the bottom of it, it's an all-wooden tap handle. At the bottom, it says, wood reclaimed from 19031 Livernois Street in Detroit, Michigan. And that means that, I'm sure a lot of you know, Detroit, in terms of housing, has a lot of condemned, unused, abandoned houses around the city. And we try and really hyper-localize it and make sure that in order to help, we use some of the reclaimed wood from those houses that are no longer being used to make these tap handles. So all of the addresses from different houses are on the tap handles themselves.
Wow.
Right. And that includes actually tables in the restaurant, chairs from the restaurant. And so not everything obviously is local in terms of what we try to do, but almost everything we do is local. So it's a really great combination.
Talking on our Made in Michigan Monday segment with Patrick Blair from Atwater Brewery in Detroit. In addition to beer, you've also started producing a seltzer now, because those are becoming very, very, very popular, aren't they?
Popular really is an understatement with the seltzers. I'm sure a lot of you know about White Claw and Truly, those being the two main seltzers in the country, frankly. But in Michigan, we've tried to obviously hop on that train and make sure that whatever we're promoting with being local is whatever the people want. And so people want seltzer water. And for us to come out with a variety pack of different flavors, lime, cherry, and mango, especially at different stores like Meijer and Kroger and a lot of independent places around the area, it's done very, very well for us. And we're obviously still seeing trends and tweaking the recipes and everything, but seltzer is here to stay, and we're all about it.
If people want to visit Atwater, where are you located, and where can they go?
So there's actually four locations now.
Okay.
In the state of Michigan. So the main location, the mothership, is in Detroit, 237 Joseph Campo, about a mile east of the Renaissance Center, on Jefferson. That's the main location. 8 miles east of that is the Grosse Pointe Park location, which is actually an old church, one of the only breweries in the country that's fully converted church to brewery. It's amazing. You walk in and it's the bar, but then the stained glass in the background, which is beautiful. The third location is in Grand Rapids on Michigan Street.
Okay.
So a little bit outside of the main downtown area, but still an Atwater location that's one of our newest ones. And the most recent newest one is actually in the Detroit airport. So in the terminal, right when you walk in through security, so the non-Delta terminal, whenever you're traveling folks for the holidays, I would really suggest going to there just to see what it's all about. Lots of great food and obviously fantastic beer.
Neat stuff. What a great story. These products are available, as you said, in major retailers like Meijer or smaller places as well, right?
Correct. I would name out a few places in Port Huron, but there's too many to count for me. I have a lot of accounts to go to, but Meijer is the main retailer that we use, and they do a fantastic job of promoting the beer and making sure that it's fresh and everything. And especially with the seltzer water, they've really taken that into full effect and done great displays and everything. But yeah, it's pretty much everywhere.
So for a nice winter evening around the holiday season, fire in the fireplace, the lights on the Christmas tree, a nice relaxing evening at home, what would you recommend? What should I be pouring?
So one of the beers that I didn't bring, but one of our oldest and most popular, is actually the Decadent Dark Chocolate Beer. It's an ale, and so it drinks pretty light, not too sweet, and it's a really good blend of a little coffee and then a lot of good chocolate in there. And so I would suggest the Decadent Dark Chocolate.
Sounds good to me. Yeah. Sounds wonderful.
Delicious.
Patrick, thanks for coming. Appreciate it very much.
Thanks, Paul. Thanks
Made in Michigan Monday on WPHM.